Welcome to the lesson. In this one, we're building a warehouse-style switch-up in Ableton Live 12 for that 90s-inspired dark jungle and old-school drum and bass energy. Think concrete rooms, foggy atmosphere, chopped breaks, sub-pressure, and a drop that feels like the floor just opened up underneath you. Now, this is not just a random transition trick. We're writing a proper switch-up formula. The whole point is to make the arrangement feel intentional, musical, and heavy in a classic DNB way. So instead of just slamming into a new section, we're going to create tension, pull things back, create a moment of suspense, and then release into a full warehouse drop. Let's start with the foundation. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 174 BPM. A great starting point is 170 BPM. Keep it in 4/4 and set up a simple project structure with tracks for drums, bass, atmosphere, effects, stabs or musical hits, and a few return tracks for reverb and delay. If you want this to feel authentic, don't overcomplicate it. Old school jungle and DNB often hit hardest when the arrangement is lean and focused. A few strong elements do more than a pile of layered sounds. Now let's build the drum break. This style lives and dies by the breakbeat. Drag in a classic break sample or your own chopped break onto an audio track. If you want more control, right-click and slice it to a new MIDI track using transients. That gives you more flexibility to rearrange the hits while keeping the raw character of the break. For the groove, program a two-bar pattern that keeps the kick and snare backbone of the break, but don't flatten all the human movement out of it. Let some ghost notes stay loose. That slightly irregular feel is part of the jungle attitude. If everything is too perfectly quantized, the groove loses its soul. On the break, use a simple processing chain. Start with EQ 8 and clean up the lowest rumble, usually below around 25 to 35 Hz. If the break gets muddy, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz. Then add drum bus for some punch and body, but keep it controlled. Saturator with soft clip-on can add grit and help the break feel a little more alive. A light compressor can glue the break together, and if you want a bit of dirt, a tiny touch of redux can be nice. The key is subtlety. You want the break to feel raw, not destroyed. Next comes atmosphere, and this is where the warehouse feeling really starts to appear. Dark jungle and old-school DNB need space and dread. Load up some kind of ambience, field recording, vinyl noise, metallic texture, or distant industrial sample. Put it into simpler, then shape it with EQ8 so it doesn't crowd the low end. High pass it so the bass range stays clean, and then send it into a big hybrid reverb. Long decay, a little pre-delay, and some low cut in the reverb help create that cavernous room feel without turning everything to mush. This is a good place to think like a scene designer. The switch up should feel like the track is moving into another room, not just doing a fill. So automate the atmosphere. You can slowly close the filter, raise the reverb send on the last hit, or dip the volume slightly before the drop. These small moves create the feeling of a concrete warehouse door opening and a wave of pressure coming through. Now let's talk bass. For the switch up section, don't go straight to full weight. Start with a simple dark bass motif. You might use operator for a clean sub, analog for a restyle layer, or even wavetable if you want something a bit harsher and more modern. But the main idea is restraint. Write a short bass idea with only 2 to 4 notes. In dark DNB, repetition is not boring if the tone and rhythm are right. Try a root note, then a tension note like a minor second or flattened second, then maybe an octave drop, then back to the root. Keep it sparse. Let the break carry the motion, while the bass feels like a threat underneath it. A useful chain here is operator or analog into auto filter, then saturator, then EQ8, and maybe a compressor or a glue compressor if needed. If you use a wider character layer, you can add chorus ensemble or phaser flanger to the upper bass, but keep the sub clean and centered. The sub should stay solid and mono. Use utility if you need to control the width. Now we get to the actual switch-up formula. The classic warehouse switch-up has 4 parts. Tension bar, empty bar or stop, fill or pickup, and then the drop. That sequence works because the ear gets a proper reset before the impact. It's not just a trick. It gives the listener a moment to brace for the next movement. First is the tension bar. Here, you strip things back a little. Maybe the kick drops out. Maybe the bass disappears for a second. The break can stay, but filtered and lighter. Add a reverse swell or a distant stab. This is the moment where you build expectation. A good teacher trick here is to avoid automating too many things at once. One strong move is usually enough. For example, close the filter, increase the reverb on the final snare, and dip the master of that section slightly before the drop. Clean, readable, effective. Then comes the empty bar or stop. This is one of the most powerful classic TNB moves. Drop everything for a beat, or even half a bar, and let the space speak. You can leave only a reverb tail, a sub rumble, or a tiny fragment of ambience. That gap makes the listener lean in. If you want, throw in a reversed crash or a short tape stop type feel, but don't overdo it. The emptiness itself is the feature. After that, bring in the fill or pickup. This is where you earn the drop. Use a snare roll, tom fill, chopped break fill, reverse cymbal, or even a short industrial hit. Keep it short and focused. In jungle and old school DNB, the fill should launch you forward, not take over the whole phrase. In Ableton, you can build this with drum rack using snare and tom samples, fast 16th or 32nd note programming, and velocity variation, so it feels energetic rather than robotic. A bit of drum boss, EQ8, and saturator can help the fill cut through. If you want extra urgency, automate pitch on the final snare hit. And then we hit the drop. When the drop lands, bring in the full groove, the main breakbeat, the bass layer, maybe one repeating stab, and only a small number of extra accents. Don't overcrowd it. A lot of beginner arrangements fail, because they think the drop has to be huge in terms of number of sounds. In this style, the impact comes from contrast, not clutter. Make the drop heavier by separating the sub and mid bass, sidechaining tastefully, adding saturation for small speaker translation, and opening a filter gradually over the first few bars. That feeling of a system waking up is perfect for a warehouse vibe. Keep the movement controlled. You want pressure, not chaos. If you're arranging this in a real tune, a solid 16-bar setup might look like this. The first four bars are a dark intro with break and atmosphere. Bars 5 through 8 introduce the bass motif and filter drums. Bar 9 is your stop or switch moment. Bar 10 is the fill, and bars 11 through 16 are the full drop. Another way to think about it is 8 bars intro, 8 bars groove build, a 2-bar switch up, then the main drop section. The exact structure can change, but the energy curve should always make sense. That energy curve is important. Change one thing every 4 bars. Maybe the drum pattern changes, maybe the bass note shifts, maybe the stab rhythm evolves, maybe a filter opens or closes, or maybe you throw in a new FX accent. That's how you keep a DNB section alive without losing the hypnotic flow. A few Ableton stock devices are especially useful here. Drum rack and sampler are essential for your drums and chopped samples. Operator is great for clean subs. Analog and Waveedable can shape richer bass layers. EQ8 handles your cleanup. Drum bus and saturator add grit and weight. Hybrid reverb and echo give you the huge space and delay throws. Utility keeps the low end under control. Auto filter is your movement tool. These are all you need to create a convincing warehouse switch up, if you use them well. Let's also talk about common mistakes. One mistake is using too many elements. Dark jungle is powerful because it leaves space. Another mistake is over-quantizing the break until it feels lifeless. The groove needs a little looseness. Another big one is a weak transition into the drop. If there is no stop, no fill, no reverse, or no silence, the impact will feel flat. Also, don't let the bass get too busy. If the bass is moving constantly, it can smother the groove. And try not to make everything too clean. This style loves texture, dirt, and contrast. Finally, always check your low end. Keep the sub in mono. Make sure the kick and bass aren't fighting, and clear out any unnecessary rumble. Now for a few pro moves. Use negative space like an instrument. Sometimes removing the drums for half a bar is more powerful than adding another layer. Let the snare be the emotional anchor. In this style, the snare often carries the tension. Automate reverb on the last hit only, so the transition feels special instead of washed out all the time. And if you find a great transition sound, resample it. Render the FX, chop it, and reuse it. That often gives you more character than endlessly tweaking the MIDI. Here's a simple practice exercise you can do right away. Set the project to 170 BPM. Load a 2-bar break loop and slice it to MIDI. Add a sine sub and operator. Write a 2-note bass motif. Add one dark stab with reverb. Create a 1-beat stop before the drop. Add a snare fill into the first downbeat. Automate the filter cutoff down before the stop, the reverb up on the last hit, and the bass filter opening on the drop. Then bounce it and listen back at low volume. That last part matters. If the switch-up still feels dramatic at low volume, the arrangement is probably strong. If it only works when it's loud, you probably need more contrast or clearer phrasing. So to recap, build your foundation with a raw breakbeat, add atmosphere and tension, keep the bass simple and selective, use a stop and fill to create the switch-up, then land into a full D&B groove with strong contrast. Use Ableton stock tools to shape the whole experience. And remember the big idea here: less clutter, more pressure. That's the secret to this kind of 90s-inspired jungle darkness. Build anticipation, pull the floor away, and then hit with authority. If you want, I can also turn this into a bar-by-bar walkthrough, a mini-sketch, or a stock Ableton rack recipe for the switch-up chain.